Show me something. And I don't care who you are or what you do, we all come to that point at times. I just went through a period where I said, okay, God, I've been doing by faith here for a long time. I need you to do something special for me. And there's nothing wrong with that. Asking God to do something special for you when you feel like that you're really at the point where you need it. And I prayed about it for a few days, and sure enough, three or four things have happened since then. They probably wouldn't mean that much to you, but I knew it was a wink from God to me. Don't you love it when you get those little, I'm here, I heard you, I'm taking care of you. And so often what we do is we get mad at people because they're not giving us what we think we'd like to have, instead of going to God and asking Him to give us something. Come on, hear me. Well, I'm mad at Dave because he hasn't done this and he hasn't done that. Well, I did all that for years and years, and I can tell you that's useless. It's not going to change the person you're married to blame them for your lack of joy. The Lord told me one time, stop giving Dave the responsibility for your joy. Come on, now somebody might just get set free with that. One woman after a conference like this, and I haven't taught on this in a long, long time, but she actually came and thanked me for giving her permission to enjoy life. And I have a feeling there might be a few like that here, because I believe with all my heart that what God gives me to teach in different places is the right word in due season for that place. And there are people here tonight that desperately need this. As I said, I was about 50 before I began to learn that God really wanted me to enjoy my life. And I remember laying on the couch one night, and I was going to watch a movie, and I'd been at work all day, and I've always been a hard worker. And I was eating some popcorn, and I just realized as I laid there that I had this vague feeling out in my space of guilt. You ever feel like that when you try to rest or try to enjoy yourself? Like, well, I should be doing, you know, I shouldn't be. And I said, God, why do I go through this all the time? And He said, because you don't think you deserve to enjoy yourself. And see, God has given us joy and enjoyment as a gift. It's not something we have to deserve. He loves to see you enjoy yourself. Now, obviously, there's always a balanced side to everything. You know, that doesn't mean that you don't work and you don't take care of your responsibilities and do the things that you're supposed to do. And if you don't, then you'll get a little chastisement from God about that. But you have no balance in your life if that's all you do. And if you don't have balance, 1 Peter 5:8 in the Amplified Bible says, be well balanced, for your adversary the devil roams about like a lion roaring in fierce hunger, seeking whom he may devour. So it looks to me like even just being out of balance opens a door for the enemy.
Thanks for listening. As we grow closer to Jesus, we will discover the power of real joy in our life. Real joy makes us strong when we feel like giving up. It also gives us peace, hope, and allow us to smile even on the darkest days. No matter what life throws at us, we know that God loves us and wants us to live a life full of joy and enjoyment every day. For more resources from Joyce, visit joycemeyer.org.
Well, you know, I am committed to bring you the Word of God on a regular basis, and I need you to be committed in partnership to help us continue bringing you the programs we bring you and sharing the love of Christ and the Word of Christ all over the world.
As a thank you to anyone signing up for convenient automatic giving for the first time, we'd like to send you a special gift for your donation. Join us in partnership as we share Christ and love people. Contact us right now at joycemeyer.org.
Thank you for listening to 15 Minutes in the Word with Joyce.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
This is Prayer and Share. So glad that you have joined us today. And we just had Joyce Meyer on. We are going to be mixing some programs in as we move along through the day. But we are most looking to connect with you, our family, hear from you. And we are looking to raise the operational budget. The expenses must be paid for. They must be paid for. And so we come to you two times a year and we ask you to make a generous donation. And so many of you have already been responding to that. Others are in the process. But we do need your call today. This is Wednesday morning. We are in our first week, but we're halfway through the week. And so today, we're trusting God that this is going to be a great day. Will you join us in believing for that? And we want to thank Jim and Julie for a generous donation of $10,000 that we are looking to match every dollar up. Once we get that fully matched, that will keep us on track with where we want to be. But there's no reason to limit it to that. We're trusting God for the entire amount that's still needed. We started with that $225,000 budget. And those of you that listen over the years, you know that that's been the number for the last few years. And we're right now at $65,454. We added in a few donations a little while ago, which means we have about $159,000. 545 yet to go. So we're well on the way. This is day three. Let's trust the Lord that today is going to be a $20,000, maybe $25,000, $30,000 day. Get your dollar in. Maybe it's 10, maybe it's 100, maybe it's 1,000. Come in and link up with the other family members that love this ministry and be a partner with us. And let's give. Let's get those phone lines ringing. So we have other lines open. Thank you, caller. Just had a caller call in. Number 772-221-1100. David, explain what a pledge is. We have a lot of people that give pledges. We have a lot of people that donate during Prayer and Share.
Yes, actually, I'll testify that this year my wife and I had to make a pledge of our gift because our checking account had been violated.
That's painful, isn't it?
It is. I'm telling you, it was really disturbing to us. So that account had to close, and we had to get a new account set up, which meant new debit cards and new checks. And as this is what happened a week ago yesterday, and we got debit, or maybe it was a week and a half ago, but we got debit cards but no checks. So in the beginning, when I came in on Monday, I brought in a pledge. And
that works.
It works because it says this is what God put in our heart to give. And we will give as soon as we are able to do it. And it may be God forbid you have the same experience we did. But it may be that as God will often tell us to do something, and we will commit to it before we actually are supplied with everything we need.
Happens.
And God loves to do that.
He does.
So in that case, you can say, God told me to give X number of dollars, but it's not there yet. But I want you to know now, and when it does come, then I'll send it. And there you go.
So we say, well, when you make a pledge, when are you going to give?
Yeah.
When God provides.
When God provides, and not before.
Then you'll give. Karen's been a little quiet this morning. I'm going to give her a donation to read. Just came in from that caller.
Hot off the press.
Right, hot off the press. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. And what do you have, Karen?
Speaking of pledges, we have Michael from Riviera Beach making a one-time pledge of $75.
Well, praise God. That is a blessing. Thank you, Michael, from Riviera Beach. Well, there we go. We're hearing from down south. Haven't heard from the Northland yet, but here's a donation. It came in by check from Marlene, a $50 donation, one-time donation by check. Thank you, Marlene, for that. And all these are going to be matching funds. Scott from, let's see, Southeast, where is it? Oh, Hope Sound. There we go. Scott from Hope Sound making a $58 donation by check. Scott down in Hope Sound, thank you very much. We really appreciate that as well. And as you can see, people give many different amounts, and it all adds up. All these are going to go in alongside of Jim and Julie, and we're looking to match that $10,000 up fully. We really need a $20,000 to $25,000 day today, so that's our goal. So if you haven't given yet, give us a shout. If you've never given, give us a shout today. We have Mitchell from Boynton Beach, Mitchell in Boynton Beach, that's giving $25. Thank you, Mitchell, for that. And now this is a very familiar name, Valerie.
Mm-hmm.
Valerie has been a part of this ministry for many, many, many years. Tom told me early on, my first prayer and share, he said, now you're going to see Valerie's name. And she is a great lover of God, and she is a strong partner with WCNO. And Valerie, we thank you for that. And this is a donation by check of $600 coming in from Valerie.
Wow,
Valerie, you are a tremendous blessing. So we're going to add all those in. David, why don't we give the numbers out one more time? Somebody may be saying, boy, if I just had that number, you got to give that number more often.
You bet, and we can, and I will. It's 772-221-1100. That's the number to call, 772-221-1100.
All right, we'll go to a song. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes. Thank you, caller. We have other lines open.
Strength arises.